Okay, clean out your ears. Here comes a waxer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Jerry Springer song. Jerry Springer song, please try and keep up.
It's been 1 week since we got to see cheating lovers and cousins at Mary. 5 days since they had to show with the hermaphrodite, the flood, and the backhoe. 3 days since we heard the tale about the guy who learned his woman was a female. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Holy cow, did you see it last week? Boy, had this one freak who sucker punched his whole family. Do you recall when the brawl became a total free-for-all and Jerry's in the middle trying to be the referee? Hey, see the stripper with the implants? She likes the lap dance and dates the boyfriend of her mother. Now here comes Jerry's next death, and it's a slugfest, cause it's a trailer trash brother. If a maniac comes back in brackets like when animals attack, they all exhibit reprehensible behavior. And if in the nose they're off their clothes, up on their toes, that's how it goes. They get so violent, they have to sign a waiver. They're always roaring, cursing, kicking, button, point, blame. On the air, they don't care, they got no shame. There was one guy who I'm sure felt a little strange when he found out that his wife had a sex change. They have a tendency to scream and yell constantly. They have a history of ripping off their shirts. It's been 1 week since they had the fight with the Siamese twins and the transvestites. 5 days since that awful brawl, they still haven't got the blood off the wall. It's been 3 days since the bitter feud between the KKK and that gay dude. Black dude yesterday finally dawned on me, spending way too much time on that Jerry Springer.
Baby, I've been sleeping with your sister.
Which one?
All of them.
Oh, well, I've been sleeping with your best friend, Jay.
Yeah, well, me too.
Oh,
and I've been sleeping with your dog, Whoopi.
Whoopi, you bitch. Well, I'm also sleeping with your pet dog.
It doesn't love you.
Once you start watching, there's just no stopping. Your brain shuts down and your IQ's dropping. Jerry's the king of confrontation. He's a sensation. He puts the same vindication. It's totally worth, looks like a fat check. It's like a train wreck. Don't want to stir, but you can't look away. Like Sally Jesse, he does top shows, but with more weirdos. The ratings are being higher every day. If you're seeing a show, well, then you know it's just as low as you can go. The guests are tacky and they're lacking in their hygiene. And pretty soon some ugly geese in the room, and then a boom in the face of a monthly fucking drag queen. Well, it's a dandy show where people scream obscenities, yanking hair, throwing chairs at their hobbies. Jerry, now the crowd starts to fear a chance. Should I turn off my TV? I just can't. I have a tendency to watch it religiously. I have a history of taping each one. It's been 1 week since the show about Michael Jones, who probably should work out. 5 days since the big surprise when some loser's wife said that she's the latent money guy. 3 days since the interview, a bunch of spiky porn star midgets who are all new. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Kind of wasting my time on that Jerry Springer. I got way too much time to watch Jerry Springer. Come over here and pull on my fingers.